The large Wimshurst machine. The Nairn generator we've just seen is typical of mid-19th century electrostatic generators. The Wimshurst machine as an electrostatic generator was invented by James Wimshurst in 1883. And it quickly became the standard electrostatic generator for educational and fun purposes. It was only displaced by the Van de Graaff machine, available in small size after 1945. The Wimshurst differs from the Nairn machine in that it is an induction machine. In other words, it requires some part of it to be charged initially by friction, and then those charges induce charges on other moving elements. Moving the elements relative to each other separates the charges and thereby creates potential difference to produce a spark. The Wimshurst machine uses rotating glass discs, usually just two of them rotating in opposite directions. Here we have eight discs, four pairs, each pair rotating in opposite directions. Now, this particular one was made by the Reverend Lewis Garland. Lewis Garland lived in Winchester. He was the rector of a Winchester parish. He wasn't a Wykhamist, but he must have known Croft at the college, and he made this himself and donated it to the college in 1892. It's certainly the largest Wimshurst that I know about, and it could probably produce, with its laden jars, a pretty well lethal bark. Since you can't polish the glass discs every time you use them, and they've got foil electrodes stuck to them anyway, the last thing you do, having assembled it, is to coat all the glass bits with shellac. Shellac, as a resin, has extraordinarily good insulating properties, and sparks won't track their way across shellac as they will across glass. So the reason that the discs appear orange is that they've been coated with shellac. There is a shaft at the bottom which has with a handle to turn it, and the spark is created by the across the two balls on the electrodes at the top. The electrodes have handles made of solid sulphur. Sulphur is also an excellent insulator, although 120 years later, I don't think I would risk regarding the cast sulphur handles as being good insulators if one was operating it. There is also a stool with glass legs coated with shellac, the idea being that you looked for a boy in the class who'd washed his hair recently and had reasonably long hair, and you then asked him to hold on to one of the electrodes, whereupon when you turned the handle to run the Wimshurst, his hair would stand on end, sticking out, and he would get a tingling feeling throughout. Again, not a thing that one would be encouraged to do in today's health and safety system.